The House Judiciary Committee audience was a sea of red. That's the color opponents of the marriage amendment known as HJR 3 chose to wear. Those who testified before the committee in opposition to the amendment were from a diverse background. There were leaders from Indiana's business and faith communities, legal experts, and average citizens. One of those citizens is Jeremy Wenzel, a senior at Wabash College. Wenzel, who is gay, also says he's conservative, and as he decides where to live after college, he says the marriage amendment is weighing heavily on his mind.
I can be a young conservative anywhere. But when it comes to being a young gay conservative, raising a family, a strong family, and getting married, that means I just can't be a Hoosier right now.
But there are those in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community who don't agree with Wenzel. Reen Gutzel, who came out as a lesbian in the 60s, says she's also a Catholic. She says denying same-sex marriage is about upholding moral truths and traditions important for the good of society.
Now, I'm not saying that gay couples cannot raise a child. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'd like to know is, how does that couple explain morals and values to that child?
The committee chairman chose not to take a vote on the marriage ban amendment Monday, saying he wants to give committee members time to digest the testimony. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.